Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me we have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Holla.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hello.
And Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
I'm the girl.
All right. Who remembers what happened last time?
Lots of shit.
We went to a secret city in the south.
Oh, I'm soupy.
Or north. So, we exited the Twilight Realm. And we found ourselves in a block of ice. Underground, somewhere in the Antarctic, I believe.
That's what you believe, yes.
We were in contact with both Klon and Jen.
And he confirmed.
And they confirmed.
They confirmed that we were stuck somewhere in the south. And we don't know exactly where, but they're trying to find us.
It's cold.
It was cold until we found that secret city.
It wasn't cold. We had my sphere.
Liamin's tiny hut. Or the tiny hut. The tiny hut spell.
Yeah. We were fine.
Yeah.
But then we made our way into a stronghold of one of my ancestors, I initially thought. Turns out...
We're half right.
I was half
like
right.
A cousin.
Yeah.
Cousin, yeah.
An ancient cousin.
A distant cousin. A sibling of your...
Patron. A sibling of my patron.
Or your ancestor.
Ancestor or patron?
She'd be an ancestor.
Okay, I guess technically.
I mean, you're not a warlock, so it's not a patron.
I was initially.
Fair.
Yeah.
Alright, so the stronghold belongs to Boreas.
Boreal.
Boreal. We'll figure this out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
there's been some great discussion since it's been a while since our last recording.
About a month.
Don't remember the name of this ancient being, so we're bouncing between Boreal, Borealis.
Bore.
I'm really sure it's not Boreas because that sounds like the name of an ancient evil god from your other campaign.
That was Nero.
No, Boreas. Like, what's his name? Johnson had the same name.
Andrew's character and yes. the giant.
And the big bad giant had the same name, yeah. It was Borealis.
No, it was Boreas.
Boreas, yes.
Boreas was the bad guy.
One of the bad guys, yeah.
Aurora Borealis.
Aurora Boreanus?
Yes. At this time of year?
Alright, so either way. They went to the stronghold of the descendants of Boreal.
Who is... more knowledge-based, as ethereal, my ancestor is more war-based.
Correct.
They were of scholar as I was, scholar caste as my caste was warrior, fighters.
Correct.
Eventually, we made our way into a temple-like structure and met the caretaker.
Who fixed up your buddy.
Yes, he returned.
Yes. We are traveling with Leo and Bakari. Bakari. I have it written down. Ha. Bakari.
And what is his cape name?
Granite.
Oh, thank God. But I changed that.
Okay. So, they went in. They met the caretaker. He fixed up Leo. Leo is now fine. He's exploring the library. Only people who had proficiency in our history were allowed to go back there.
Which I call bullshit, but whatever.
It was a mechanical thing. I did.
So Bakai, Leo, me, and Luna.
Bakari, but yes.
Yeah, no,
I don't know who the fuck Bakai is, but this guy is getting more airtime than some characters I actually like.
But, yeah, so that left Bedlam and Weasel sitting out in the foyer.
Playing with the kids' puzzles.
Playing with the puzzles, which Weasel got annoyed with and decided to go look for more.
At least he didn't decide to boom them up.
Oh, and people who went in got not rewards, but like gifts.
One person got a gift.
Yep.
Okay, the other one's getting one, but it's obvious he's getting knowledge about his family, which might be worth more to him than an item. Is worth more than him than a small item.
Probably.
All right, so if no one has anything else they want to bring up, we're gonna jump into it.
Weasel's hunting for souvenirs.
Oh, and
he stole a sun and a moon.
So the last thing that happened was Daemon activated a door that they hadn't opened in thousands of years, or at least hundreds of years, and walked through it into a white light.
And just him alone.
Thought it was a gold light.
Thought it was white. A bright light.
I like the idea of gold.
It was white.
Radiant.
I understand what you like. All right. And well, Rob, you're going to... You'll understand what's happening later. Okay. Well, we're getting into it now. Daemon steps into a room about the size of...
An infinite void. You kind of described last time, if I remember right.
Okay, perfect. Well, then no. it's an infinite... Oh, okay, no.
That was the light. You touch the light, and it just...
I actually like that, though. So, it's an infinite white void with a nice set, with a nice table and three chairs. Two of the chairs... one of the chairs has a woman who you would... You know, so Daemon knows instinctively that that is ethereal. That is his ancestor. That is the little voice that rides in his head that I don't use often enough. And most people who run ASMRs don't do often enough, despite the fact that he's not an ASMR anymore, but that, I digress.
And I digest.
That is accurate. But like I said, that is ethereal. That is your ancestor. That is the person who gave your people purpose.
Yep. Or as we said earlier, your patron.
To her right is a man who you instinctively know is Boreal. He is not nearly as well-built as her. He isn't wearing armor. He has on black robes versus her silver armor. He looks much more bookish. They are seated in two chairs.
Same side or different sides?
They are sitting... I don't want to say that like equal distance from you, but it would be like an isosceles triangle.
Okay.
If that makes... That makes sense.
Yep, two long sides on a short side.
Yes.
Or two short sides on a long side.
It is the one with... You can't do two shorts, one long. It doesn't work.
It does.
Oh, I guess... Yeah. No, it's two longs, one short in this case.
And I get the short end of the stick.
You are sitting on at the point. Because they're sitting closer to each other. And ethereal waves for you to sit down.
I proceed to sit down. I bow first.
Boreal nods. Thank you. Take a seat.
I sit down.
I assume you know my sister here. Any waves to Ethereal?
Of course. I am descended from her.
It's been a while.
Only a couple episodes.
I actually had her talk like last episode. I think I did do that.
Well, when we all met our ancestors.
That was episode 6.
That was a long time ago. No, I meant more like the voice in your head thing. But either way.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you ever did that.
I've done it a couple times, I remember, but not often.
Yep. Episode 6, The Past and Future.
The Past and the Future, yes.
All right. So, Boreal kind of... I don't want to say he like bellies up to the table, but he leans forward and steeples his fingers and says, "You're a lot more like my descendants than... hers. I'm a little surprised."
"I have recently given up some power."
"That makes much more sense." He looks over at Ethereal and with a grin. He says, "So, are we talking shared custody here, or cool. Are we talking? Well, maybe I explain what I'd like you to do, and what I can give you for that."
"What can I do for you?"
"Find my people. There aren't many of them left."
"There's not many of my people left, too. Or my side of the family."
"More than you'd think."
"Really?"
"Well, I mean, you're thinking, what, a half dozen?"
"Basically."
"More like two dozen, but most of them are very well hidden. And a lot of them don't know who they are."
"I see."
"My people, there are three. I'd like them back. They're currently shielded from my sight, despite the fact that parts of me sit inside them. I am not connected to those pieces right now."
"Do they know of you?"
"Yes. And they were told to hide after, well, this." And he waves out towards where you came from, and you see like an image of the destroyed city. He says, "This was our last bastion."
"Do I recognize the city?"
Yeah, it's where you just came through.
Okay. So, yes. It doesn't look destroyed now.
It doesn't look destroyed so much as it looks desolate. I guess destroyed would be a bad term. I meant desolate. There's no life. You know, all the plants are dead. There's no... Like grass is fine, but it's mostly weeds. It's not... There's no flowers growing that aren't wildflowers. Things like that. Things you see in a civilized society don't exist.
Under the Arctic.
Well, when you've got enough magic, lots of shit is possible.
Yeah.
He says... Like I said, I want my last three descendants back.
How do I reconnect them to you? Do you know how they're being shielded from you?
Some kind of... I don't want to call it a drug, but there's some kind of procedure that they've undergone that has cut them off from me. And one of them did it willingly, the other two did not.
So it's not the Surge that did this. How long ago?
I'm just curious. The Surge let me see that they were still alive.
Oh, okay. That's good news. So it was the Surge that caused me to have more active relatives?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, most of them had no idea who they were. Even now, they don't really know who they are. But, Ethereal, you can speak to this. I mean, most of them are martially inclined, shall we say?
Yes.
Soldiers and policemen.
Those that fight the good fight.
Naturally inclined.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are more bookish.
I'd have said nerds, but hey.
Do you know their names, or any easy way to distinguish them?
I do not, but the gift I'll give you will make it easier for you to discover.
That will be appreciative.
We do have to speak of one difficult topic. Our sibling.
I look over to Ethereal.
Yes.
The one who was supposed to protect us, while Ethereal here went out and proactively dealt with threats, it was their job to defend us.
Yes.
So there is a third of you.
There is. Our brother, Zaphael.
Okay.
His clan were supposed to be the defenders of our kind. They were supposed to split into two camps and live separately so one could guard the home base of each family. But instead of that, they decided that they were the most powerful and that they could take over. They have corrupted many of your line who craved power. And they killed many of mine when they wouldn't corrupt.
Will this incoming gift help me distinguish them as well?
Yes, but then only with skin-to-skin contact.
As versus with your kind, I can tell them from a remote?
About 10 feet, give or take.
Okay.
And there's a mechanic to that, but I'll explain that later.
Of course.
I think I was going to give you can do it once per short rest, you can do a pulse for 30 feet to find it nearby, but you always get a 10-foot.
Okay.
He says, I think I want to phrase this. He says, you had a gift from my sister that was much more oriented to me when you were born.
Which gift was that?
The gift of healing.
Yeah.
She was kind of playing on my side of the fence this time.
Combat medics are a thing.
Yes, but usually you would call one of us. I guess there are not many of us left, so it's fair.
Yeah. I have to cover some of the bases sometimes.
Hey, kept me in the fight.
Well, it kept you alive around your sister as well.
Yeah, that bit.
Yeah.
She's much more. That. She's much more ethereals.
Sorry about that.
Well.
You can unmute me.
I'm going to see fit as to restore that ability. Seeing as it's much more my style than hers, that's it anyway. And it'll allow you to function in hostile situations longer.
I will appreciate any boon you give me.
So he reaches out and he says, extend your left hand. Your left hand, as Rob holds out his right hand.
Oh my god.
And which I assume is in character.
No. That's Rob being dyslexic and fucking with us.
Yeah.
All right. So he says, extend your left hand. And you do. And he draws a symbol on the back of your hand that fades in just like your old tattoos did. And there's actually a... this mark is going to represent your healing abilities. This mark will represent your healing ability. It will have a convenient little indicator how many times you can do it per day.
Equal to my intelligence modifier.
He didn't say that, but that is what it will do. But it will glow little stars, so your character will have a visual thing. He looks down. How many things do I have in my hand? Two. Cool. And then he says, extend your right hand. And I assume you do. And he sketches an entirely different symbol. And this one is a bifurcated symbol. It has something on either side of a line. And he says, if your hand grows hot, you're near one of them. If your hand grows ice cold, you're near one of mine.
Huh? And if it starts tingling, you're near one of mine. No.
How do you spell the?
He says, that's a good idea. He draws another line and draws a symbol for that.
I picture it as like the three sections. You know,
he's like, oh, I gotta redo. And he spins his hand and it morphs into a three way drawing, and says, that's a good idea. He says, and if you get a mild electrical shock, it's one of hers. Well, he says, do you have any questions for us? Something we might be able to answer for you. I make no promises that I'll answer, but I am, the being of a being of knowledge.
Let me get back to you on that. This is Rob saying that.
Okay.
I will at some point.
Well, no, this is like, you're leaving in a minute. Ask me one or two questions and I'll answer them.
Ooh. Yeah, that's Rob needing extra time to think about it.
Okay.
Rob didn't think about this.
You had a month.
Rob didn't know I was going to be given a chance to ask any question.
You can always ask questions.
Natalie is wondering why Rob is talking in the third person.
Rob is wondering why Natalie is talking in third person as well.
I don't know.
Okay, y'all. Everyone else at the table, help him come up with a question while I'm on for a second.
Right, so what do you want to know? What are you looking to know?
That is a good question.
That's why he needed more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we got right now.
Yep.
This is a take it or leave it offer.
So, thoughts?
Comments, questions, concerns, complaints?
Do I only have one question?
You will get two. Assuming it's not a really complicated answer.
Ethereal. The lore from family says that you died. Why are you, where are we right now? Is this in the celestial plane, or, and did you once exist and died just like she did?
So, my corporeal form ceased to be. My spiritual form is still alive. It is much harder to destroy.
So I take it that we, just finishing off, it's still part of the same question.
I'm aware.
So is this the, we're in one of the higher planes of existence, or where are we?
Oh, it's just a mind palace of mine. I left a few behind.
Okay.
And places of knowledge.
Now here's another dumb question I don't want to ask, because I only get one more.
There we go.
I mean, if it's quick enough, you might get another one.
Exactly.
Are you going to hitch a ride just like this one does, in my mind?
I don't hitch a ride.
Not unless you want.
I enjoy the show.
It's not hitching a ride when you know it.
Not unless you want me to.
I will let you. I would like it.
I guess we're going on a road trip together.
Fun.
Who's up for some road trip songs?
I'm bringing snacks, huh?
Yes, and I will bring the educational board game.
What is the name of that one?
I'm preferential to the punch bug game.
I don't like this idea.
we'll do the alphabet.
The license plate?
The license plate game?
No, it's the alphabet game where you have to see letters where they on the road. Like, if you Alpha Trucking is fine, and then you look for, like, Bravo Street, and...
Yeah, our family did that, but with
we license plates. We call it the license plate game.
Yeah. That sounds way easier than what we do.
You just need to find the letter, but it can't, you know, you can't take two letters from the same source.
Oh, no, this is, it must be the first letter.
That is much harder.
I mean, it literally anything, it could be, like, the name of a car, like, Jeep is huge for Jay, like, but there's, like, two.
Yeah.
You get, and you can only use each one once, so one Jeep, and Jeep is dead.
No, she would pick Brain Quest. I was trying to find it. Remember Brain Quest?
Yes, I do, actually.
I feel like she would bring that along for a road trip. Anyway, continue.
All right. He says, so I will leave, and he just, like, bops you on the forehead really quick, and a mark appears and then disappears within a half a second. You'll always have that with you, and it might save you one day. So, mechanically, what's happened? You have the ability to sense both your ancestor, your family.
How do you spell Boreal?
Boreal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boreal's family, Ethereal's family, and the Dark Ones. That's what they're referred to as.
Not the Fallen Ones.
That's better. The Fallen Ones. I'll take the Fallen Ones.
So back to the initial question of. The extra healing equal to int, is that the actual healing power set? Or... Yes. Okay.
You gain the healing power set.
Yay.
At rank one.
Ba-ba-ba-bow.
I hadn't considered that.
Well, I'm rank one on...
Rank one on two other power sets, so...
Yep, at rank one.
Or you give it to him at rank two as if he...
That was his primary?
Yeah. Because technically, it was his primary.
You know what? You can have it at rank two. That's fine. And that would be considered your primary power set from here from moving forward.
Then I... Wait.
That doesn't
matter. Or was intelligence going to be your primary?
Oh, I was thinking the intelligence so I can get that to the level 16.
You can still get that with the other one. This is a weirdo...
Bonus.
In-between thing. It's a bonus. You get a bonus primary. How about that?
Okay.
Jesus.
That is a very big boon.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
But...
I'm asking big, big things of you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to update the box.
Also, I know at least one of my descendants is somewhere in Riverside City. There's also another one in Mexico City.
Writing this down.
This is Mike asking, because I'm sure Rob would ask. Which is the one that willingly took the blocker?
I don't know.
Is it one of those two?
I don't know.
Okay.
Also, Paul hasn't figured that out part out yet.
And the third one can be anywhere in the world.
Correct.
Or is just currently outside of your view.
Now that I'm riding alongside with you, I can help you.
Mike had a bad thought.
Hot equal bad, but must be in common. Must touch.
Correct.
I just picture Damon going around punching people in the face. Nope, not that one. Nope, not that one.
I literally just imagine him walking down the streets just with his hands out, just touching people's hands, which is really weird.
Yeah.
But it would definitely work.
Nope. Or I work at a hospital.
Not in this political climate.
If I work at a hospital and I have patients coming in.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Especially since they're the Fallen Ones, they are probably prone to being injured.
You see the world shake, like, briefly. He says, oh, our time draws short. Is there anything, you have about 30 seconds left. Do you have any other questions? 28.
27.
26. What is the last digit of pi?
It ends with a 7.
One.
I mean, if you're counting noted. Binary, yeah. 10110101.
Is that all?
Rob's drawn a blank. If there's something Damon should know to ask.
Roll a... Fuck, what is it?
Luck?
Champions. If you can't
Deduction?
Yes, roll deduction.
Roll insight.
Or investigation.
Insight.
I don't like insight. I would prefer...
That sounds like a you problem.
I mean, shit, what kind of cleric doesn't have a good insight roll?
The int cleric?
That's a thing.
Insight, plus two.
Roll high.
With advantage?
I'm kind of hoping he rolls low, but yeah.
With advantage, yeah?
Okay. No, you do not get advantage. You just said yeah! Keep talking shit and it'll be disadvantage in a second.
15 total.
Damn.
So 13 on the die, plus two.
Yep.
You should ask... There's a question about your sister you haven't asked. But there's someone who is uniquely suited to answering that question here. I'm not going to tell you anything more.
Is what side of the trifecta does my sister fall on? Has she converted to the fallen? Is she savable?
Your sister was born on the side of the fallen.
We're twins.
Yes. With different fathers.
Okay.
That's actually a thing. I'm not making that up. That actually happens. It's rare, but it does. It takes. There are some very specific circumstances that it takes to happen, because you are not identical twins. You are fraternal twins.
You kind of also have to be.
Yeah, we can't be identical. We're different genders.
But like, you don't look alike at all.
Half alike.
You're polar opposites.
Yeah, you're opposite.
Oh, yeah, no, you're.
You are light. She is dark. The world shakes again, and you and Boreal says, "Our time is short. You must leave now."
I will proceed to go to where I remember the door to be.
Roll a dex save, just for funsies.
Funsies? I'm no longer proficient in dexterity saves. I used to be, until Paul made me change my class.
I'm
sorry.
I'm not.
12 plus 3 is 15.
15 again.
That's good enough. That's what I had to set the DC at. You stumble your way out.
Cape of protection for the win.
Cloak of protection?
Yep.
But a cape of protection, yeah.
It's a cape.
That's perfect. Did you do that? Did you tell me you did that when you did it, or did you just write that down as cape of protection?
No, that was Rob being stupid and saying the wrong thing. And just rolling with it.
I was going to give you inspiration, like, for that being perfect.
Hey, it worked out. You can still give it to me.
Do you have inspiration right now?
He can have up to 3 stacks.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, you can have an inspiration. That's fine.
What, for buying the Cloak of Protection?
No, for calling it the Cape of Protection, because that's funny as hell. When you guys are capes. So, back out in the open world, Bright Force, you see Damon stumble out of the glowing white wall. The doors slam open, and you see Damon tumble out, glowing brightly for a second before he, the glow fades.
How long has he been gone for me?
It's 4 or 5 seconds.
It looks like he just bounced off of the door.
It looks like he walked in, the door shut. 1, 2, 3. The door slam open, and he gets yeeted out, like, bodily.
Well, I guess they didn't like you in there.
What do you mean?
What the heck happened to you?
You were there for at least 10 minutes talking. Yeah.
I was about to say, like, an hour. Like 25, but yeah.
Actually, legitimately 20 minutes of conversation. That was real time for you.
That was 20 minutes.
That was, like, 5 seconds for me.
So, short version is, I have a message from Celestials and a new task.
Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. That's Boreal in your head.
Oh, God.
That sounds like a plot from a TV show. What is your plan of what we're about to do?
I know I really haven't talked about my history.
Yeah.
And leave me at that. We're going.
The caretaker says.
All right, bye bye.
The caretaker he had left and had to go walk away, and comes back with a box, and says, "These are for your companions, the ones who weren't allowed to come back here."
Please tell me they're lollipops.
They're gifts based on their proclivities.
I have a question for Boreal now. Was the caretaker one of his descendants? He should have been considered.
Correction, it would be 4 then, because he's like, no, You don't. No, he's not.
No. Wait. How does his hand read when he approaches the caretaker?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Okay. I'm like, if I get a burn sensation, he's about to get ganked.
Roll me investigation, because you're finally looking at him closely.
I don't need to. I think I figured it out.
You can roll, and I'll tell you if Damon figures it out. Or you can tell me what you think it is after you roll.
I was like, no metagaming. Told you guys.
With his intelligence, he's allowed to metagame. That's the thing.
23 total?
Yeah. What do you think?
It's his corporeal form.
Wrong. No. He's some kind of golem.
Golem.
He's not
golem.
Alive. He's a machine. Magical machine.
Rock person.
Actually, metal in this case. Metal and mostly metal in this case. So I never. Yeah,
he could still be powered by him.
Oh, he is absolutely.
And then he might be if he was made by him. He's considered descendant.
He is not. He's created by, and he's actually created by a descendant. But
so he's still a descendant of a descendant, which makes him a descendant.
No.
Descendant.
Wrong. But no, but yeah, you look at him, eventually you figure it out. He's either a hyper-advanced android, or he is a golem. A really advanced golem, like a really, really fucking intensely powerful golem, for him to survive this long without anything.
Especially without the person that summoned him.
Correct. Well, no, golems are created.
Okay.
And then left behind, usually. With your high ass into roll a
arcana
or history, arcana or history, either one.
They're the same, plus 12.
Okay, roll.
Jesus.
17 fuck. Plus 12 for 29.
Yeah, that'll kick some ass. Okay,
Colin,
you would think he has at least the stance of an iron golem. For those of you who don't know how tough that bitch is, that's a CR 16 monster. That thing could kick their asses 3 times by himself. And is damn near immune to magic. And fire. It is immune to fire.
So what we hear is we should get thunder? Into a tussle with this man.
Resistant, I think.
You pulling up the stats, Mike?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No. Why would I do that?
There was a notification. I'm assuming.
Oh, no, I was just clicking around my character sheet, and I clicked on something that rolled a dice.
Wait, you clicked on observe it, and I'm just like, Colin, you have to let Paul know what you're doing.
No, I didn't. There's like a plus five and then a dice, and I was like, okay, this is for a passive, so why is it rolling a dice? What's this there? So I decided to click it to see if it does a pop-up, and it pops up a dice roll. I don't know why. It's a passive skill.
Observant pop up, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going
on? It's probably, we don't know how the back end works on it. But either way, Colin's using D&D Beyond from home, in case people don't remember.
He's remoting in.
In case there are people that this
is your first time listening, number one, how did you get here? And number two, you are super duper confused at what the heck is going on.
100%.
So Rob's dickishness aside, so guys, I've been tasked to go find 3 people.
Now you're only telling that to her, Leo, and Bakari because
you're right.
Still
you guys aren't there.
The library. Weasel is out hunting for more souvenirs.
Then I will wait a little bit.
Paul, Weasel is hunting for more souvenirs, preferably something in turquoise.
Your odds are not high of finding turquoise, but roll me an investigation.
Yeah.
Use my stat block.
Yeah. That would be great. So it's just a flat roll.
Fair.
2.
You get lost.
Yeah.
You find something, but it's not what you're looking for.
No, you find, everything you find that like looks moderately interesting, you go to pick it up and it just breaks in your hand.
Oh no!
All right.
So
I'm just going around breaking shit, apparently.
Yes.
And that's totally in character because that is something he would probably do. It's like, oh, what's this? Fuck.
Should we go get the others?
Let's go group up.
Okay.
So,
this place is weird.
You do take the gifts from the caretaker.
It's just a single, like, 2 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot like footlocker. Then he hands to Bright Force because...
Yeah, I was about to say, Bright Force, you mind carrying this? Yeah,
you grab it and your hands visibly sag for like a half a second before you're like, wait, this ain't... No, okay.
It's fine.
Oh, this is heavy. No, this is not heavy.
This is... Never mind.
This isn't light. Hmm. It's moderately not heavy.
Like, was it like a... She wasn't prepared to hold something heavy, so it, like... Went down, and then she's just like, oh, no, wait, what the heck am I doing?
It's like 80 pounds, which is not
That's light, not, yeah.
But is, for you, is not shit.
Yeah. All right, let's go. It's my box. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys walk back out?
Yep.
And at that point, your mental connection reinitiates?
No.
Well, it didn't break.
He's out.
His would have, but...
Yes. Rob, your mental connection to the team is gone. I would have to
reinitiate it.
Correct. Colin, you're going to, as you were flying around, I remember.
No, you're, he was the one doing puzzles.
Yeah, I was the one that left. Found a really good one. It's of a tree.
Okay. So you see them come out, and what you do?
I just wave over to them. I'm like halfway through with my puzzle, so I'm going back to that.
Are you back?
No, I'm apparently out breaking shit.
Where the heck? Where did Weasel go?
I point off in the direction he is currently at. I can still hear him. He's making a lot of smashing sounds.
Oh God!
I'm not trying to break things.
What's he doing?
You know, you can just ask him where he is with the mental connection.
Right? I know that's what she does. And where are you? Come back.
Am I going to get yelled at?
No, you're not going to get yelled at. The caretaker has a gift for you.
Ooh, should have led with that.
But you have to share it with Bedlam.
Again, should have led with that.
Okay.
And we're not going to tell him we're going to kick his ass when he gets back here for breaking all this stuff?
Yeah.
Because I'm still not in the mental link.
Weasel will head back. Probably take a couple minutes because he was poking around. Story.
He was exploring.
Yeah. No, he was exploding.
I try to set the box down. I'm just like, oh my god.
Is it locked?
No. I'm sorry. Yes. You touch the box and you hear it click.
You said a foot locker?
Yeah.
Like, does it have shoes in it?
Does it have a tiny referee?
Small metal box with like a little thing that you open? Yes?
Yeah. And an audio modium? Medium?
Would it be a
1 foot
like,
by 1 foot by 2 foot box?
Yes. That is what he explained.
Yep.
Well, I don't want people to be like, oh, it's a footlocker box. Like.
So, alright. So,
imagine like the box at the end of a cot for a soldier. Yep. That's what I imagined.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, we'll set it. She sets it down. I'll open it. And what do I see in it?
Inside there are two objects. And both of which are covered by cloth. But you can see the outline of things.
Okay. What do we got?
Should we have them mess with it?
Yep.
Here.
I'll pull one out.
Oh, I'm sorry. And each cloth is actually monogrammed with like the letter for one is an R and one is an H.
Okay. I hang
you
the
sure
H.
It's not a B. If they're going by our
actual
names.
Yeah.
Yes, but and what is the name that we go by? We did this in the last adventure.
Oh, you're right.
They're the only ones that... Well, actually, no. They all went by their original names, but he went by his full name. He went by his first name. She had a nickname.
And what was yours?
Boom Gremlin.
It would be a B, then.
Yeah.
And his would be just...
So there's a B and an H. They're both for him. Shit!
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said there was one for me!
Probably be a G. Then,
no, you're BG. It's BG, and then H. Colin, what's your last name?
No, his name was just Harold. There's Luna the Great, Harold, Deimos Kitsis, and Boom Gremlin.
You missed the middle name.
I don't care.
It matters.
Deimos Ethereal Kitsis.
I don't care.
I'm Luna the Great.
Exactly. That's why it had
to be.
Okay, so when. Who grabs the thing the first? Because I need to think of what they are.
We'll let Colin go
first. I was the one who was right next to him. Okay. So I...
So Harold, you pull it. You pull out. You know, you pull the item wrapped in the handkerchief out and tip it, flip it over, and there is a ring there.
Oh, what's this? I look at it. Anything special about it, or is it just silver ring?
Please hold, sir.
He didn't say it was silver.
He did not.
This thing was like 80 pounds. How the heck?
The box was 80
what
pounds.
What the heck?
The material that it's made of is heavy.
True.
They created a giant metal box for two small rings.
Well, one is a ring. We don't know what the other one is yet.
Give me one second. I was looking for something that was actually, like, useful for you.
Boots of speed.
Something.
A ring of boots of speeds.
No.
A ring of three wishes?
Still no.
Hey. Miss every shot you don't take.
The flying squirrel suit.
I had an idea and it didn't end up making sense, so I had to change the...
What about, like, for jumping?
Ring of missile snaring.
Band of loyalty. Look at that mic.
No, it's not that.
Why are you trying to instantly kill me?
That's weird.
Oh, wow, this is such a great item. Oh, I'm going to test it out.
I mean, that's kind of shitty. I was trying to hope. I was thinking the Ring of Truth Seeking, which is kind of like up your alley. It gives you advantage on insight, but that kind of is something you already are good at.
Yeah, I mean, a plus seven advantage on a plus seven rolls, not bad.
But it's only plus seven.
His wisdom's only plus four.
Okay. Yeah, an insight. Yeah. Wait, is it? No, it's wisdom plus four. I thought you said charisma. I was like, wait, what? There doesn't seem to be as many rings as older editions.
Yes, but 5e is customizable in that you can make a ring of whatever.
Yeah. And there's less plus one rings of animal trap of wilderness lore.
All right, it's a useful skill. So fuck that shit. I'm gonna do my own thing. So you find a ring and it has a golden, it is of a golden dragon biting its own tail. Golden, like, oriental dragon biting its own tail. Like a Roboros.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I put it on. What happens?
Immediately die.
Band of loyalty!
You feel a...
Band of loyalty? Oh.
You feel a not him, but the other one, yes. You feel a surge of heat run through your body, and you are now resistant to fire, and once per day, you can launch a fireball.
Of what level?
That's a good one.
At a fifth level casting.
Fifth level casting? We don't even have fifth level spells
what?
Yet.
It's once a day, yeah. That seems fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
and it takes an attunement
this
spot.
This is really nice.
Yes, it does take attunement. And it is the ring of dragon breath.
And yet it doesn't give the spell dragon breath.
No, that spell sucks.
You scale it then.
Yeah, so, it's like,
I actually watched a video about the strat of it. How if you have animal companions, it's
really
overpowered.
Good. Yep.
Because you can give it to a bird.
Yes.
Yeah, or your familiar.
Yeah. Oh, this is because
you don't even need to touch your familiar.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
My familiar can teleport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so you have a teleporting, exploding wombat.
Weasel,
yes. Marsupial.
But either way, so that's what you find in there.
Weasels are not marsupials.
Yeah. No.
They're mammals. Possums are
marsupials.
Marsupials
are mammals.
Possums are marsupials. Kangaroos, koalas, Tasmanian devils.
Tasmanian devils, really?
Yeah.
Either way, so once Weasel arrives, he finds a similar ring in there for himself.
Okay.
But this one is wrapped in, it is a black ring.
All right.
And it looks like a black dragon wrapped.
All right.
Which, people who've read my book know what that is, and that's like, really?
Mike is concerned, but Rico will put it on.
It grants immunity to necrotic damage.
Immunity or resistance?
I said what I said.
Okay.
And once per day, you can cast Blight at 5th level.
All right.
Yeah, it works for me. Hmm. And it's the Ring of the Tyrant.
Okay.
Mike is frantically like thinking of what the implications for that are.
I mean, yeah. So, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You'd need a stupidly good history check to know anything about what those are.
I have a stupidly good history check.
You, you are one of the few people in the world who have a shot at it. Is that a 2?
It is.
I want to re-roll this.
You have re-rolls.
You do have 2 of them. Inspiration.
What is it again?
You know who else has an inspiration?
You.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to use yours? Or do you want to use mine?
We'll use mine.
First.
Yep. Do we really want to actually know about these?
I mean, it's a gift. Do you look a gift horse in the mouth?
Yes.
Check for cavities.
I think by that you meant check for secrets at the bottom of the box. Is that what you meant?
We're going to look for secrets at the bottom of the box.
Well,
is there anything else in the box?
Yes.
There is a false panel at the bottom.
Right. I'm going to rip it off.
I will remove it.
It's got his symbol on it, so...
Gosh darn it, I wanted to rip it off.
You touch the bottom of the box and it snicks.
What's in there?
Snick.
make a dex save.
No, the girl with the sparkly powers is supposed to open
it. Well, you have a figurine, so yeah. I have it.
The healing thing.
The fairy statue.
I forgot what it does, but...
It's used once a long rest, and it's 4d8 plus 5.
That is a fair amount.
And then a bonus action, and it goes up to 50 feet.
60 feet.
I wrote 50, so let's fix that.
So, what's in the box?
Under there is a simple quill.
I pick it up.
Do we have someone that knows identify?
Yeah, I believe...
Not yet.
Is that next level?
Or next rank.
Pick. Or when you get your next feat.
Yeah. Level 8.
But there's a quill, and you feel a distant connection to it.
I will eventually try to attune to it.
Like, you'll need to attune, like, all these things you'll need to attune to. But those two rings attuned immediately. Like, literally instantly. You touch them and they attune to you.
Neat.
The quill, it feels like it's going to need more than that.
Like an hour, day, a level.
At least an hour, if not a day or a week, or a level.
Okay. And it does feel like it's for me.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
it's for Leo.
Sorry, Leo. Sorry, Bakari.
Bakari.
You may prepare proficiency modifier slots of wizard spells.
So. Basically, I have doubled the number.
No.
I have my level plus my int and extra spells I will know per day.
No.
You can prepare up to your proficiency modifier.
It might get a little closer to your mic.
I'm saying this for Rob, but...
Yeah.
You can prepare up to your proficiency modifier in wizard spells, so 3.
So instead of cleric spells.
I can trade out 3 spells.
Yes.
But only once per long rest.
And only one may be of them at highest level you can cast.
No, I actually have to write this down.
Yeah, you do.
So just give him access to the entire fucking spell book.
What could go wrong?
So
he's only one person.
Yeah.
Does the quill... quill does require attunement.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of attunement.
I was tempted to make it cost 2 slots. I feel like it was.
Well, I'm already using 1 for the cloak of protection.
I know.
Cape. Yeah.
Cape. Proficiency in wizard...
So, plans. You know what his third level spell he's trading out is? For warding. Possibly his favorite wizard spell ever.
It's expensive to cast, isn't it?
200 gold per cast.
Oh, okay, so it's 4 grand every time you say, fucking go for it. You're going to drop 4K each time?
A permanent buff, or a full duration buff on an ally?
4
then you don't have to concentrate K. On. Well, by this point, we're level 6 characters. We should be getting a decent flow of money.
Yeah, 5th edition doesn't give the cash so freely. Either way, so you guys have your gifts. Each of you have something uniquely suited to you. Well, minus Colin, who kind of just got something intra. I guess.
Hey, I mean, a 5th level fireball, that's a lot of AoE, and that's kind of what I needed. So it's really useful.
I was hoping you'd like it.
Oh, no, I get the ability to cast fireball as a martial character. That's always good.
Yeah.
All right. So what are y'all doing? You have at least another few hours at the minimum before
till we get rescued.
Before you get rescued by Claw.
So here's the: is there a way out of this town besides the way we came in?
Yes, there is another path that looks like it's at least partially collapsed, but it looks like it is passable if you were to really work your way. Like, Colin, Bedlam could definitely make it through. No question. Yeah. He's a fucking dexterous motherfucker. Bright Force would be blasting our way through.
So, I'm assuming you don't want us here when reinforcements arrive, just so they don't discover this area.
Ship water.
Bright Force is making a snowman outside.
There is no snow, it's just ice.
It's Antarctica.
Yeah, if you can get outside, shit. That's
yes. Awesome.
Yeah,
so
I think we should probably leave just before everyone, the Claw, gets here.
No, we're environmentally safe. We don't have to worry about that.
No, I mean, just get out of the town so it isn't discovered by the outside world.
Yeah, I'm saying we should leave now as soon as we can.
You're saying the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
I'm going to find snow and I'm going to make a snowman.
Hey, I only have to prepare Lesser Restoration. So,
oh, you're right.
We start making our way out of the
town
passageway, right? You said there was a pass.
Yes.
He's using shape water to get us out.
I don't have that yet. Oh. But
well then,
blast.
It's ice.
Blast.
Yes.
It is ice. Yes, ice and some small stone. Yeah.
I have fire.
So I want to try. I have fire too. I want to try my new fun ring.
I really don't think fireball. So.
No, thank you.
I'm talking more controlled.
No, thanks.
Singular bolts of fire to melt specific locations. I mean, if we want to blast a hole in the wall, we'll talk to you.
Roll me 3 intelligence checks.
Me?
I'm sorry. You may be aided by, or you may have your intelligence character roll them, and you'll provide advantage.
Luna found a brick of ice and is now sculpting something out of it.
Okay.
A snowman.
So just straight intelligence added to it?
It'd be architecture. So if you have engineering tools, you'd use that. But if you don't have engineering tools, it's just intelligence.
I have thieves' tools.
That is not the same thing.
6 plus 6 is 12.
It depends
12.
On what profession of engineering you're in.
Well, fuck.
Well, it isn't bad enough that you collapsed the entire tunnel on top of yourselves, but... Hold on, I'm not done. It is bad enough that way is now going to take two rolls to get through.
11 plus 6 is 17.
That's enough. Next.
17 plus 6 is 23.
You get through that first thing you just jacked up. Okay, keep going. I'm going to need at least two more rolls.
9 plus 6 is 15.
That's it. Next. Last one. This one is much more tenuous. If you fail on this, you will collapse the tunnel.
Do we think going bigger would be better?
I cast guidance on myself.
Yes, actually. Going bigger would be better in this case.
I will step back and... Bedlam, you wanted to play fight your pyro, so I'll let you have
I cast
one.
Guidance.
Okay. Roll with it. Yeah.
And he's using his big fireball.
Yeah. I'm aware. There's the number changed.
17 plus 3 plus 6 is 26.
Good, I had it set at 20, so.
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
And that was with the fireball. It was 25 without it.
Woof.
So, yeah, Bedlam, your fireball, it just you hit it just so, and you actually end up putting it more towards the left wall because that's thicker, and for some reason it's more made of thicker ice and more tough ice. And you melt a path for you guys to get through, and you finally sneak out, and it is bloody damn cold.
You make way with Feisty Tao. You make way with Feisty Tao. Tiny hut.
You make a tiny...
Can we just, like, run out, like, 100 feet and then tiny hut?
Yeah.
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 As you watch, that ice that you guys melted resealed.
Okay.
Like magic. Good. Because it's magic.
Good.
Tiny hut.
And now was there any maps of us sit in the tiny hut.
Oh, in the library? Absolutely. Yeah. You didn't ask.
I only recently had an update to my power set. I have a new update to my brain power set.
Okay.
That allows me to memorize maps.
Don't worry. We'll be back.
Will you?
This is the only exit we know of from the Twilight Realm, so...
You're correct. You will be back.
Yeah. And we do plan to go back to rescue El Tigre and the others. Sigma.
Good fucking job on remembering those guys' names. Where's my notebook, Natalie?
Luna is playing ukulele by the fire in the hut.
There is no fire inside the hut.
It's just 70 degrees.
Okay.
Yep.
Sitting on ice. Yep. So it's like kind of like this basement. It's the floor is goddamn cold, but it's 70 degrees everywhere else.
What about your notebook? What?
I don't know where it is. I have one for this campaign. Where is it?
You don't get to say that I put it somewhere.
No, I asked you if you knew where it was.
I do not know where it is. Do not
blame
me.
Are you looking for the names of the people trapped in the Twilight Zone?
Yeah, it's
Arclight, Tigress, and Sigma.
See?
There you go.
It's fine.
Hey, he said Arclight earlier. He said the other two, so yeah, we got it.
Well, he had El Tigre instead of Tigress, but...
That was the joke.
That was the reason.
Okay, so yeah, but you guys tiny hut up, and you are balmy. I mean, you lay down like some coats to sit on. You lay down, you know, whatever you can, so you're not sitting on the ground. And it's pretty balmy. What color do you make the dome? You get to pick.
I would say make it something visible for Claw.
Well, it's also a source of magic.
It's red. It's R-E-D. Big ass.
Red.
Orange. Mm-hmm.
What stands out more than red on white?
Orange is the help us color.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Multicolor.
It's rainbow color.
I try to make it so it says, we are here on the outside.
Is our reception better here too?
You have like a half a bar. Like maybe a bar when you like stand on your tippy toes and wiggle.
We also had access to Jen when we were deep under. We probably have better connection to her now.
Yeah, that's what I was trying Jen. To get at.
Yeah, you'd have like two bars. It's enough to make phone calls and stuff like that, but not enough for you to
considering
like,
we've got fucking satellite phones.
Yeah.
We got A-phones.
Jen,
I've missed you.
I miss you too, Weasel.
Jen, what information do you know of Boreal?
Who?
No, I have to think about what she...
I'll also ask for a private line.
You're just talking to her. She doesn't tell everybody.
I know, but we're in a 10-foot radius, so I'm like, I can't really do this solo, but...
You can sit there and you can
wait,
talk to her.
Languages!
There you go.
Languages! I switch up my language.
What language do you speak?
Latin.
I don't really understand, but I'll do my best.
That is appreciative.
As the probably floor Greek. Starts glowing red, the demon rises out of it.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course. What do you need?
What information do you know of Boreal?
Depends on the context.
Think celestial.
We have record of...
We have record of a fictional character by the name of Boreas Johnson.
So I was looking this up, too. This conversation's also really weird in Latin, because Boreal means far north.
Yes,
in that but, language.
Which is why they're not using Latin, they're using Greek.
It's also that and Greek.
I had a feeling it might be.
I mean, what wasn't stolen from the Greeks in Rome?
The entire Native American series of languages.
In Rome.
In Rome. Oh, nothing. Everything was stolen.
Yeah.
Except for the names of their gods.
Also stolen. They were the names of... I want to say the names of the planets first. I'm probably wrong.
I believe they named the planets after the gods.
And the, I'm sorry. The gods are taken from native gods that they appropriated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Back to the story at hand.
So she says, we have... Well, in the celestial sense, well, we have the records from Saren, but they are all above your classification level.
AKA Paul doesn't want to talk about it.
No, like she had them classified at a certain level, and you are class 2 cave, so we ain't got shit.
Would you like to turn off baby mode?
would you like to speak to Saren?
That would be appreciative.
Let me... Calling Saren. Ring.
Ring. Do I have to talk myself?
I feel like her ringtone would be like... Or her callback tone, whatever. The one you hear for calling her would be like church bells.
That sounds annoying.
I know. She probably
wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's... Ding-da-ding-ding-ding. Ding-da-ding-ding. No, it's not. But either way, it rings three times. And finally... you hear the snapping of a mask off of her face, and this is Saren, or Lancaster Medical.
There. Saren, I am Damon, Cape in Riverside City.
Understood.
I am a descendant of somebody you may know.
I'm listening. I know lots of people.
Ethereal.
This is not a conversation for us to have over the phone.
Correct.
Care to meet us?
Where are you?
Currently, we're in the Antarctic.
It's a little cold for me. How about this? Next time you are in the continental United States, I'll find you.
Okay.
Give us like 3 hours.
We have a ride approaching from... Sorry, I'm just deciding whether or not I can actually give out that kind of information. That's Rob.
We have a
ride coming to take us back to the mainland.
Excellent. I'll see you soon.
Take care.
Click. And Jen says, she's asked to be added to your contact list.
Yes.
She disappears.
Over by Luna, you just hear, hey, Jen, what's 0 divided by 0? And then she just starts laughing. She just starts laughing uncontrollably.
One.
0 divided by 0?
Anything divided by itself is 1.
It's 1. Yeah. It's a law. It's just computers can't handle it because they don't understand. It's no groups.
Would Jen do that? Though, or would she do like the whole like okay. If you take 0 you cookies? Okay.
This is actually relevant. She answers. She doesn't get an error.
Yeah.
That was like it was meant to be a joke, but it ended up being a relevant plot point.
God damn it! She Luna just goes, darn it, Jen.
Were you expecting one of those old Siri jokes?
Yes. Can you do that for me?
No.
Please?
Yeah, I've already poked Jen enough for intelligence.
I don't know any of the old Siri jokes, so I cannot do that.
So then how do you know about Siri?
No, this is Paul. I don't know any of the old Siri jokes about...
Anyone have a Siri phone?
No.
Colin?
I do, but it's at my parents' house, and I don't trust the battery to still be working.
Hold on.
A.K.A. not his active phone.
Never mind. Oh. We're getting off point.
All right. But so, she says, I'm sorry. I don't have any of those jokes available.
Give me, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, here we go.
There you go. Can you please just imagine do the Siri thing, please?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies, and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies would you get? See? It doesn't make sense. Cookie Monster is sad that you said there are no cookies, and you're sad that you have no friends.
Jenny, why are you so mean?
I told you I didn't like serious jokes.
Wow.
And then the connection goes dead.
No way, Siri.
She does not answer because you called her Siri.
Oh
my god. It's great.
And as Claw, as you see the Claw Rover type thing appear over over a snow dune.
Do we see that? Because we're not.
I cast daylight to help guide him.
Oh, that's very helpful. Yeah, it only takes an hour or two after that. It's like 3 or 4 hours, but you've got 8 hours of comfort. You see it crust over the hill, and I think that's a good place for us to call it for this episode.
Works for me.
You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast at RSCPod. We have a Patreon, I have a Patreon for this and the podcast, as well as my novels. That is patreon.com/VanderHayden. That's VanderHayden. Everything will be in the show notes.
Yep, that's it. That's all you have
that's
to do.
That's the show for tonight, folks.
That's tonight. All right. Good one. We've said it so many times,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, you're right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Good night.